State Senator Scott Wiener, D. San Francisco, announced today that he would be stepping down as co-chair of the California Legislative Jewish Caucus on February 15. Wiener's decision comes amid criticism from Jewish groups about statements he made about Israel. In his statement, Wiener linked the timing of his decision to both his congressional campaign and the significant controversy of his words. "Last fall, I suggested stepping down but was asked to stay to provide continuity of leadership during a difficult time for the Jewish community. Now, my campaign is accelerating, and my recent statements on Israel and Gaza have led to significant controversy in the Jewish community. The time to transition has arrived." Wiener is currently serving his third term in the California State Senate. He was re-elected in 2024 to a four-year term ending in 2028. He has co-chaired the CLJC for 5 years. No replacement for Wiener has been announced. He is running for the U.S. House seat currently held by U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi, who said she will retire at the end of the term after serving since 1987. In his statement, Wiener did not retract remarks from a January 11 video he shared on X condemning Israel as committing genocide in Gaza. "Since I stated my view that the Netanyahu government committed a genocide in Gaza, I have had many in-depth conversations with members of the Jewish community with a range of perspectives," Wiener said today. "While many in the community strongly disagree with my view, I am grateful for their willingness to engage with me and hear my perspective, showing once again the deep respect for difference in our community." In the video posted on January 11, Wiener said, "For those of you who saw the debate clip from last week, I want to clarify that I do believe Israel has committed genocide in Gaza, and I want to explain why I hesitated at the debate. For the past 2 years, I have harshly opposed Israel's escalations in Gaza, and I've used phrases like total destruction and catastrophic levels of death and moral stain. But I haven't used the word genocide, and I want to explain why. As a Jew, I am deeply aware that the word genocide was created in the wake of the Holocaust, which was the industrial extermination of 6 million Jews. For many Jews, associating the word genocide with the Jewish state of Israel is deeply painful, and frankly traumatic. But despite that pain and that trauma, we all have eyes, and we see the absolute devastation and catastrophic death toll in Gaza inflicted by the Israeli government. And we all have ears, and we hear the genocidal statements by certain senior members of the Israeli government. And to me, the Israeli government has tried to destroy Gaza and to push Palestinians out, and that qualifies as genocide." Wiener's video on X has been viewed more than 2.5 million times. On January 14, Sephardic and Mizrahi Jewish organizations released a joint statement criticizing Wiener's remarks and urging his removal as caucus co-chair. The statement was signed by 30 years after in Los Angeles, Congregation Anshi Sfared in San Francisco, the Iranian American Jewish Federation in Los Angeles, Jemina, Jews indigenous to the Middle East and North Africa in San Francisco, Karaite Jews of America in San Francisco, and Magen David Sephardim Congregation in San Francisco. As co-chair of the California Legislative Jewish Caucus, Senator Wiener's statement does not represent the views, values and interests of California's Jewish communities, the groups said in the joint statement, adding that Wiener's condemnation of Israel came at a time when Jewish Californians face unprecedented anti-Semitic violence and hate. Following Wiener's announcement of stepping down as co-chair of the CLJC today, community leaders shared their reactions with the journal. "Wiener's resignation in disgrace should be followed by the caucus and every caucus member immediately revoking their endorsements of Wiener," LA civic and Jewish community leader Sam Yebri told the journal. "Every elected official should also make clear where they stand. By falsely, cavalierly, and performatively accusing Israel of genocide and ethnic cleansing, Wiener endangered the lives of Jews. Hopefully, in June, voters will show us that being anti-Israel is bad policy and bad politics and end Wiener's career in public life." American Jewish Community Los Angeles Interim Director Ron Galperin called Wiener's characterization about Israel irresponsible and inaccurate. "Senator Wiener's characterization of Israel does not encourage peace. It sows division in times that require unity," Galperin told the journal. "His new position is out of step with the Jewish community, and we agree with him that his leadership of the Legislative Jewish Caucus is no longer appropriate. Words matter, and it is vital that our elected leaders use thoughtful and accurate language, as inflammatory language such as his can have dangerous consequences.